Why postmodernism? What makes all of these debates postmodern is not that the skirmishes are vigorous and heated, but that the terms of the debate have shifted. Modern debates were over truth and reality, reason and experience, liberty and equality, justice and peace, beauty and progress. In the postmodern framework, those concepts always appear in quotation marks. Our most strident voices tell us that, quote, truth, unquote, is a myth. Quote, reason, unquote, is a white male Eurocentric construct. Quote, equality, unquote, is a mask for oppressions. Peace and progress, both quoted, are met with cynical and weary reminders of power or explicit ad hominem attacks. Postmodern debates thus display a paradoxical nature. Across the board, we hear, on the one hand, abstract themes of relativism and egalitarianism. Those themes come in both epistemological and ethical forms. Objectivity is a myth. There is no truth, no right way to read nature or a text. All interpretations are equally valid. Values are socially subjective products. Culturally, therefore, no group's values have special standing. All ways of life, from Afghani to Zulu, are legitimate. Coexisting with these relativistic and egalitarian themes, we hear, on the other hand, deep chords of cynicism. Principles of civility and procedural justice simply serve as masks for hypocrisy and oppression born of asymmetrical power relations, masks that must be ripped off by crude verbal and physical weapons, ad hominem argument, in-your-face shock tactics, and equally cynical power plays. Disagreements are met not with argument, the benefit of the doubt, and the expectation that reason can prevail, but with assertion, animosity, and a willingness to resort to force. Postmodernism, therefore, is a comprehensive philosophical and cultural movement. It identifies its target, modernism, and its realization in the Enlightenment and its legacy. And it mounts powerful arguments against all of the essential elements of modernism. The existence of any prominent cultural movement raises questions of intellectual history. In the case of postmodernism, independent developments in many intellectual areas, primarily in epistemology and politics, but also in metaphysics, the physical sciences, and our understanding of human nature and values, came together in the middle part of the 20th century. Understanding the development of those independent strands and how and why they came to be woven together is essential to understanding postmodernism. Why is it, for example, that skeptical and relativistic arguments have the cultural power that they do now? Why do they have that power in the humanities but not in the sciences? Why have themes of exhaustion, nihilism, and cynicism come to have the cultural dominance they do? And how can those intellectual themes coexist with a broader culture that is richer, freer, and more vigorous than any culture at any other point in history? Why is it that the leading postmodern thinkers are left in their politics, in most cases far left? And why is it that that prominent segment of the left, the same left that traditionally defended its positions on the modernist grounds of reason, science, fairness for all, and optimism, is now voicing themes of anti-reason, anti-science, all's fair in love and war, and cynicism? The Enlightenment reshaped the entire world, and postmodernism hopes to do the same. Forming such an ambition and developing the arguments capable of mobilizing a movement to realize that ambition is the work of many individuals over several generations. Contemporary second-tier postmodernists, when looking for philosophical support, cite Rorty, Foucault, Lyotard, and Derrida. Those figures, in turn, when looking for heavy-duty philosophical support, cite Martin Heidegger, Ludwig Wittgenstein, Friedrich Nietzsche, and Karl Marx, the modern world's most trenchant critics and its most prophetic voices about the new direction. Those figures, in turn, cite George Hegel, Arthur Schopenhauer, Immanuel Kant, and, to a lesser extent, David Hume. The roots and initial impetus of postmodernism thus run deep. The battle between modernism and the philosophies that led to postmodernism was joined at the height of the Enlightenment. Knowing the history of that battle is essential to understanding postmodernism. End of chapter 1.